Just a tragic, tragic state of events. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Another poor showing for the Vegas Golden Knights, whose struggles continue into the new year. BGK led 1-0 before giving up 4 unanswered goals to the Florida Panthers last night at T-Mobile Arena. The New York Islanders come to the Fortress tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. UNLV men's basketball is 7-5 in non-conference play. They open Mountain West play tomorrow. The Running Rebels are taking a 3-game win streak into San Diego State. The Lady Rebels are off to a hot start again. They're 11-1 and will be at Colorado State tomorrow. And the LA Lakers take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight in Los Angeles. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 6:45.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Well, still moving along safely on the freeways right now. No reported accidents, but plenty of slowdown through the resort corridor. I-15 southbound from Spring Mountain all the way down to Russell Road. And as you come off the Southern Beltway on 215 to get on to 15 northbound, that really won't free up until you get closer to Spring Mountain there. On the east side, still working a wreck at Russell and Maryland Parkway. We have clear sunny skies with a high of 60 this afternoon. It's only 41 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dream on.
us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Thanks for getting up with us. We really appreciate it. Of course, yesterday, about this time, we were getting reports of an active shooter at Perry High School in Perry, Iowa. What actually went down? Mitch Mortved lays out how the Perry High School shooting actually transpired. Here it is. This is Cut 3. Go.
My name's Mitch Mortved. I'm an assistant director with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. At 7:37 a.m., excuse me, on January 4th, 2024, the Perry Police Department responded to an active shooter event at Perry High School. Meanwhile, Dallas County Communications was also receiving multiple 911 calls of an active shooter at the high school. Perry police officers responded within minutes. They immediately made entry and witnessed students and faculty either sheltering in place or running from the school. Once inside, they located multiple individuals with gunshot wounds. Officers immediately attempted to locate the source of the threat and quickly found what appeared to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. As additional officers responded, a systematic approach search of the school took place. Officers located during the search of the school an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rendered the device safe. Numerous officers from multiple agencies were able to secure the school and verify no additional threats. At the same time, first responders were rendering aid to the victims, who were later transported to area hospitals. The shooter has been identified as 17-year-old Dylan Butler, a student at Perry High School. Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting. Law enforcement is working to secure those pieces of evidence. All evidence thus far suggests that Butler acted alone.
Mitch Mortved from the Iowa law enforcement industry. This is so sad. And on the first day back from holidays, this mass shooting occurs. One dead, a sixth grader, and five wounded. We'll have more on that story. We'll be following that as we learn more about motive. We're not going to mention the shooter's name. Obviously, law enforcement can do that for all of us. But I'm not going to mention him and give him any more than his 15 minutes of fame. I'm just not going to do it. Coming up on the show, this is great stuff. Bill Clinton, his name comes up a bunch in these Jeffrey Epstein court documents. We'll let you hear from Maureen Callahan. She is the UK Daily Mail columnist, was on Fox yesterday, and kind of laying out what this is all about. It's really sick stuff. I mean, it really honestly is. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
A prepaid plan for your celebration of life can give you and your loved ones peace of mind today. But what if you move tomorrow? With us, you're protected. If you move more than 75 miles away, every detail of your prepaid plan moves with you to any one of over 1,900 locations in North America, guaranteed. That's a promise you'll find nowhere else. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is an incredible story. We've been waiting for release of these court documents relative to the late Jeffrey Epstein. And Maureen Callahan is a columnist for the UK Daily Mail. And it's incredible, the story of Prince Andrew and how he is so much a major part of this doc drop. This is Maureen Callahan and her reaction to Prince Andrew's presence in Jeffrey Epstein's court documents. This is cut number two. Go.
So Prince Andrew, one of the big names in the newly released court documents connected to Jeffrey Epstein and his case. Epstein died in a New York City jail before he could go on trial for any of these charges of trafficking underage girls in a court filing that has just been unsealed. It was expected to be unsealed after January 1, and now all of these documents are spilling out. The attorneys for one accuser writes, quote, Epstein forced Jane Doe, number three, to have sexual relations with a member of the British royal family, Prince Andrew, also known as the Duke of York. Jane Doe III was forced to have sexual relations with this prince when she was a minor. In three separate geographical locations, in London, at Ghislaine Maxwell's apartment, in New York, and on Epstein's private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Prince Andrew denied sexually abusing the Epstein accuser, Virginia Giuffre, when she was 17. He later settled that lawsuit for an undisclosed amount of money. With that, we bring in Maureen Callahan, columnist for the DailyMail.com, and she is writing a column on this. Maureen, good to have you with us. Your thoughts, you know, there are a number of people who appear to be cleared whose names have been associated with this story, at least by the documents we've seen so far. But Prince Andrew is mentioned 76 times in this document.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Martha. This is really quite a remarkable document dump that we're looking at. And to the top of your segment, what you were talking about, that Jane Doe number three, what is so key in her detailed account is that third instance where it's alleged she was forced to have sex with Andrew on that private island. She says she was forced to participate in an orgy with other underage girls. I mean, this is beyond damning, if true. There's reason to believe that these women are very credible. And one has to wonder, you know, Andrew has said more than once, since his name has been dragged into this, that he would do whatever it took to help these victims, these young women. I mean, we're really talking about children in many of these cases, that he sympathizes with them, that he wants to help them get quote-unquote closure, that he would participate in any investigation. Now, of course, the caveat, he says, is if required. But I think many people are asking why he has not been questioned at all by Scotland Yard. Why does he continue to evade law enforcement at every turn? And the last thing I would say about this, really, if you just think about his legacy, I mean, he's completely done. He will never be welcomed back into the royal family. He will never hold a position of public prominence again. If he doesn't step forward and at least seem to be trying to do the right thing, this will be the first line of his obituary.
Maureen Callahan, UK Daily Mail columnist. We're going to have more documents dumped by as early as this coming Monday. So after the weekend, we should have more of these documents being dropped. And Bill Clinton's name comes up a lot in these documents. We'll talk more about that as we go along. But I'm just going to tell you, it's very, very bizarre what is going on. We will have more documents dropped, though, as we say, by the end of the weekend, most probably. I want to shift gears a little bit because Andy McCarthy was on with Martha McCallum, and you know, we're still waiting to see what the United States Supreme Court's going to do, if they're going to pick up this case of keeping Trump off the ballot. Let's go to cut five. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. Andy McCarthy with Martha McCallum yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Well, I think they have to take the case, Martha, and I say that understanding that they are very reluctant to wade into the politics of the 2024 election. But you will truly have chaos and maybe two layers of chaos if this case isn't grappled with soon by the one court that can sort of put an end to all the questions. And when I say two layers, what I mean is there's litigation that's pending now that mainly goes to whether former President Trump can be on the ballot in connection with the primaries. They're holding their powder dry for a second round, if this is still a pending issue, that even if he can get on the ballot for the primaries, there'll be a slew of lawsuits about whether he can be on the ballot for the November election. So if you have that, I think currently there's about 33 states where there's some degree of litigation on this issue already. Multiply that by two if it really is going to be two layers. And then you have 50 states making ad hoc rules about what procedures have to be applied before someone can be found guilty or this disqualification can attach to him under the 14th Amendment. You're going to have true chaos in the run-up to the election.
So what do you think the court does under the Chief Justice Roberts? I know Jonathan Turley wrote a piece the other day where he said Roberts would probably want to see the court act in a unanimous way on this. Do you think that's likely? And do you think that they do make a decision that will be blanket across the country, that this doesn't fly and this is done?
Well, I'd like to see a unanimous decision, too. I'd probably be surprised by one, but I can see a path to the court maybe deciding this in a way that picks up at least one or two of the three progressive judges and has like an overwhelming majority. And that is what I think, Martha, that they don't want to get into is the nitty gritty of, was there an insurrection? Did Trump incite an insurrection? Did he engage in an insurrection for purposes of the 14th Amendment? And I think the way that you get around that is simply to say that there's law for the proposition that this provision of the 14th Amendment is not, as they say, self-executing, which means like a number of other things under the 14th Amendment. In Section 5, Congress is given authority to enact legislation to enforce the provisions of the 14th Amendment. To the extent Congress has done anything that remains on the books, it enacted a statute, a criminal statute, that makes it a crime to engage in insurrection. No one has been prosecuted under that, not just Trump. None of the 1,200 people who've been indicted in connection with the Capitol riot. Yeah, so I think what the court can say is there has to be a procedure where a court gets involved and a person accused of this gets due process. To my mind, it should be, if you're going to accuse someone of insurrection, it should be a high level of due process, like guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, where you have all the protections of a criminal trial. But I think I could easily see the court doing that, and then they don't have to rule on the merits of whether there was insurrection and all that stuff.
Andy McCarthy on with Martha McCallum yesterday. Will the United States Supreme Court hear this case? I hope they do. I hope it's unanimous. I have my doubts, though, about the liberals on the court and whether they will go along to get along. We'll find out. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stick around. Much more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no-obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On his Friday, covering the presidential election this year will be challenging, as emotional lines have already been drawn, and media organizations really don't give a hoot about what is true or false. Unfortunately, many Americans don't either. They want news agencies to root for the home team, that is, their team. Fox News has the most difficult road. Its programming is stridently anti-Biden. But FNC management does not like Trump. The producers and presenters know this, so they have to be careful about what they say. MSNBC believes President Biden is not liberal enough. Its parent company, NBC News, is not that extreme, but Trump remains the devil there. CNN is back to where it was before it purged its leadership, call it DLN, Devoted Liberal Network. Here's the backup. On Tuesday of this week, Wolf Blitzer introduced his legal team to talk about Trump being booted off Colorado and Maine ballots. Here's the roster. Andrew McCabe, fired from the FBI for anti-Trump corruption. Marcus Childress, counsel for the Hate Trump January 6th House Committee. Carrie Cordero, who in May 2016 wrote a piece in a law journal saying Trump was unfit to run the government. Nice balance, Wolf. Lon Chaney Jr. would be appalled. Back after this.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear from Mark Thiessen before we go to the top of the hour news. Because he contends, he's one of the talking heads on Fox, that the toss-up states, of which Nevada is one, will determine the winner of the presidential race. Let's go to cut one real quick. This was from Fox yesterday with Mark Thiessen.
The toss-up category, no surprise, Mark, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada. Trump came up short in all of those in 2020. He says it's possible Pennsylvania becomes a real toss-up as well. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, it's going to be decided by a few thousand swing voters in a handful of swing states. It's just that simple. So The question for Republican primary voters is who can appeal to those swing voters that are going to decide the election. There's been a lot of reporting that Democrats are panicking that Trump could beat Biden. I think Republicans are not worried enough that Biden could beat Trump. There's this perception on the right now that Biden is so unpopular and so disastrous as a president that there's no possible way he could win re-election. Well, he can. I mean, it's true. He is the most unpopular president in the history of polling, going all the way back to World War II. 76% of Americans say he's too old for a second term. He's underwater on every single issue that voters say they care about. And yet, if you look at the Real Clear Politics average, he is statistically tied with Donald Trump. Trump leads by 2.2% in the RCP average. With a president that is so weak and so vulnerable as Joe Biden, the Republican ought to be crushing him in the polls, and he's not. And that race is going to tighten more between now and Election Day. So Republicans need to sort of decide, do you want this election to be a toss-up or do you want it to be a landslide? Because that's the question they're going to be facing in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and in these votes coming up very soon.
Mark Thiessen, talking head on Fox yesterday, and we are one of those toss-up states, and we're going to continue to be. According to Frank Luntz, you can believe him or you don't have to believe him. He says that right now Trump is leading Biden 10% here in the state of Nevada. That is incredible news. Incredible news. Stick around. Coming up, Keith Skipper will join us. Good friend of ours and National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. All that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Smile like the sun, kisses forever, and tales it never fades.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and